Almost all the candidates supporting redistricting reform are Democratic, and fewer than half are incumbents. Jay Heck is executive director for Common Cause. He says the current system of letting lawmakers draw their own district boundaries lets them choose voters instead of the other way around. The group has been pushing for change.
We like the way Iowa did it. Iowa has a nonpartisan entity that draws the district and congressional lines for both the legislature and Congress. They have competitive elections there.
Currently, most state legislatures draw their own lines. Elected officials who benefit from the boundaries are often reluctant to support change. Mordecai Lee is a professor of governmental affairs at UW-Milwaukee. He likens it to home team advantage.
In the sense of that, wouldn't it be great if for every home game the Packers could change the field to their advantage? We'd love that, but what about when they have an away game? Then we'd be very unhappy if the home team got to, let's say, change the field.
And most voters are focused on other issues, says David Cannon. He's a political science professor at UW-Madison.
This is a perennial problem for reformers who are trying to put redistricting reform on the agenda, is it's not an issue that most voters seem to care about very much.
Cannon says that's because often the effects of redistricting aren't immediate. Common Cause says only about 10% of the state's 99 assembly districts are competitive, and about half the state's Senate seats. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.